crack of a bat and the roar of a crowd are sure signs of summer. Youth baseball leagues are plentiful in almost every area in the United States. Some are quite grand in their designs, even bringing in a lot of money. But for the Ed Hinko League in Utica, New York, the only motive is teaching and playing baseball. Mel Albrecht is the man in charge.
They all come in here and play ball. They don't sit on the bench. They come through that gate, they know they're going to play that game.
The Ed Hinko Baseball League, now celebrating 20 years in operation, is an independent league for 13 to 17-year-olds, where nobody gets cut and everybody plays. The league has been run by Albrecht and his wife Sandy since its inception, and has established the joy of sandlot baseball with the added benefits of a baseball diamond. Mel and Sandy wear all the hats in running the league, from groundskeeping...
Ball field got to be cut once a week.
...to selling concessions...
I got pricing in there from 94, haven't gone up yet.
...to maintenance. Albrecht took over a field that had fallen deep into disrepair. A jungle, he says. He keeps a black notebook filled with Polaroids depicting broken fences, flooded fields, and facilities long overdue for an overhaul.
We did a lot of repair, put new fences in. The clubhouse, the way it looked before, it's about ready to fall apart.
While the infield still might produce a bad hop or two, through hard work and the help of volunteers, Mel has turned it into a field that's good enough for dreams.
We're still working on the field yet. Getting hard for me every week. It ain't easy.
That old-time dedication has impressed players, parents, and coaches like Jim George.
I'm amazed the stuff that Mel, for a guy his age and his physical condition, it's amazing what the guy does.
George has been coaching in the Ed Hinko League for a decade. Despite the field being city-owned, he says he has seen little help with its maintenance.
We've been after the city now for the entire time I've been here, just for a truckload of infield dirt.
But that hasn't kept the kids from getting better. For some, the improvement is dramatic.
I took the kid. He couldn't catch a ball. He couldn't throw a ball. And I think if God came here on earth to miracle him the ability to hit a ball, he wouldn't have been able to. And our last game, he jacked his first home run.
Despite the lack of outside help, the league has become a haven for kids that play in.
For some kids I've had, this is their life. You know, I mean, if they look like so we work during the off season and everything too, because they've got really nothing else to do.
For a kid aged 13 to 17 with the desire to play baseball, the Ed Hinko Baseball League is something that could add some excitement to a lazy summer day. For WAMC, I'm John Keeley with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.